If you lived without electricity, either by choice or simply because of the location you lived, where would you go to find modern conveniences that didn't need kilowatts to make them run? There's a good chance you'd come here. It's the shopping mall for those who don't use electricity, so to speak, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Jay Lehman lived into his 90s, passing away just last year. I enjoyed the time I got to visit with Jay and his daughter a few years ago. We talked about the store that bears the family name here in Kidron, Ohio. They perhaps never imagined what it would become today. The store originally catered mostly to the local Amish, supplying them with non-electric appliances and tools. Although the Amish are still customers, Glenda Lehman Irvin says the relationship has changed over the years.
What is perhaps the ultimate irony, our major customer base is now our major vendor base because they make our baskets, our hickory rockers, our wooden wheelbarrows. There are very few places in the United States where you can find quality craftspeople to make those products.
As Amish communities grow, there may be more than enough people to work the land, meaning the Amish need to find jobs outside of farming.
When Dad started the company, one of his goals was to preserve the Amish way of life by providing them products.
One unexpected thrill from this business has been seeing where some of the products wind up. Hollywood has become a repeat customer over the years.
If you watch Nicole Kidman's Cold Mountain, there are a number of scenes in the kitchen. Look for the speckled blue granny ware. Look for the wooden washboards, the clotheslines, the wooden wheelbarrows. The prop masters and art directors like to shop from Lehman's because we make it easy for them. We have the products in stock, and we can ship anywhere, and we know how to use them.
Today, over half of Lehman's customers are not Amish. They are customers who may live without electricity here in this country or overseas. Interestingly, you can purchase items from Lehman's over the internet these days. A lot of people without electricity, of course, can still get on the web, and that's one of the ways they connect with this store. Traveling the countryside in Kidron, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.